Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. The state has a new film festival. Organizers have announced the first Sioux Empire Film Festival. The three-day event takes place in downtown Sioux Falls this coming spring, April 8th through the 10th at the Orpheum Theater. The festival has already received some 30 submissions from South Dakota as well as around the world, including France, Germany, Spain, Sweden, Egypt, and Iran. Brent Clouser is the founder and president of the Sioux Empire Film Festival. He's a filmmaker himself. He directed, wrote, and produced the short film A Prairie Wind. He joins us on the line. And Brent, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hi, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
Well, where did the idea for the Sioux Empire Film Festival, when did it begin? Where did it come from?
Yeah, for quite a while, I've wanted to have a film festival in Sioux Falls. And just a few months ago, I sent it out to some of my other filmmaker friends what they thought about having a festival here in Sioux Falls. And they all came back with, you know, that's a great idea. That's something that's sorely missing from Sioux Falls. And we just kind of took it from there, you know, put the plans in motion, filed to become a nonprofit in South Dakota, put together, you know, information on submissions, things like that. You know, because in Sioux Falls, there's all kinds of music festivals for local musicians to take part in. There's always, you know, art shows for artists to show their work, but there isn't something for local filmmakers to showcase their work, to give them, you know, that spotlight to show how hard they work on these productions. And, you know, our goal is to just help out local filmmakers and then bring in films from around the country that you wouldn't typically get to see in Sioux Falls.
Now, South Dakota has some other film festivals that have been around for a few years. Aberdeen has the South Dakota Film Festival. The Black Hills has one, too. Other than location, is there anything that you see will be different about the Sioux Empire Film Festival?
It's going to be very similar. I'm kind of looking at it as we're going to be the little brother to the South Dakota Film Festival. We want, you know, we're putting our emphasis on local filmmakers. We're offering no submission fees for local filmmakers. So we're going to have a special night to just show those local films and have those local filmmakers get up on stage, talk about those films, all the effort that went into the film, you know, things like that. It might be a little different than, say, the South Dakota Film Festival or the Black Hills Film Festival.
Are there a lot of local filmmakers around South Dakota?
There is a surprisingly large amount of filmmakers that make short films, some feature films that have been made. There's quite a few in Sioux Falls. Dominic Winicky has made a feature film, Death Rot, a couple years ago. Joe Huber's A Passenger just did Of Minor Prophets that just came out this year. And a lot of short films go on. And, you know, your question right there is one of the reasons why we want to bring this Sioux Empire Film Festival to the area, to let people know that there is a strong community of filmmakers out there, and let them see that they're, you know, how talented the people are, and that there is a filmmaking community that's thriving here in Sioux Falls and South Dakota.
Is this a particularly exciting time for film, given that technology has allowed for more people to create new movies?
It's become a lot more accessible and, I would say, easier to make films, just because the technology is so far ahead of where it used to be, and you can shoot everything digitally now. You're not shooting on film. You don't have to get that process. Now, I mean, you can shoot stuff on your iPhone, edit it right on your iPhone, and upload it to the internet, you know, within an hour, and it's out there. And particularly in South Dakota, it's a lot easier to make a film or a short film, because there isn't, you don't have to have a film permit to film. If it's a public place, you just go and you can film it. You go to a privately owned place and just ask, you know, can we film here? And 90% of the time, 95% of the time, they're going to say, go ahead.
So, given that so many people have the ability now to make films, thanks to the technology, how do you then sort out, which I'm guessing what you do as part of the Great Plains, the Sioux Empire Film Festival, that part of that is sorting through the submissions. So, what sort of things are you looking for when selecting films for the film festival?
Yeah. we have a jury that we'll go through and watch every single one of the films, and we're going to have a grading system, and it's going to be on quality, the writing, the directing, the acting, story. So there's just, you know, there's going to be a 1 to 5 grading scale that each one of the jury members will go through, and from there we'll whittle it down to the top, you know, however many that we want to showcase in the festival.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Brent Clouser, who's the founder and president of the new Sioux Empire Film Festival. They're currently accepting submissions. The festival itself takes place in downtown Sioux Falls this spring in April at the Orpheum Theater. What does it take, Brent, to get a new film festival off the ground?
A lot of planning and a lot of just getting the word out there, letting people know that we're starting a film festival, setting up the submission site through Film Freeway, and just networking and getting the word out through filmmaker friends and through other festivals. We're in the pretty early stages. Submissions just opened last week, and right now we've got a real nice sponsorship donation package put together, so we're going out there and just kind of at the beginning of getting sponsorships and donations kind of help, you know, get this thing off the ground.
So getting the submissions, finding sponsors, that's really what's a lot of what's happening now in the months before April when the film festival event actually takes place?
Yep. And we're also going to be offering filmmaking workshops. Each morning of the festival is just kind of a learning opportunity for local filmmakers and filmmakers that might come from out of state. We do have a local film production company lined up to give a filmmaking/production workshop Saturday morning of the festival. So that's just another thing that we're reaching out to some local people to see if they'd be willing to do something like that for us as well.
Well, for you, Brent, how long have you been interested in film and making movies yourself?
Yeah, I've probably been making short films for about 10 years or so.
And what is it that draws you to this art form? What is it that you find particularly appealing to it in expressing your ideas?
Yeah, film just takes you into an alternate world. And the great thing about film is it combines so many aspects of art. It combines music, the visuals, sound, into just one great thing, and it's just fun to create something from the bottom up.
Are you looking forward to, I'm guessing that you are looking forward to seeing all these submissions that are coming in? Oh, it looks like we lost Brent there, but we were talking about the Sioux Empire Film Festival, which takes place this spring, April 8th through the 10th at the Orpheum Theater. Before then, as we're just talking about, they're looking, accepting submissions. And for more information, you can visit SiouxEmpireFilmFestival.com. That's SiouxEmpireFilmFestival.com.